Fishtown, Lower Skagit, and has an epigram from Bob Rose. Language burned in us. We were wild with ideas. Water rocked under us. Water pours over us from a slate sky. Water collects in the bottom of the boat, drips off our hat brims, soaks through our clothes. Purple larkspur shows vivid against rain-blackened rock faces. Columbine in niches clings in shallow soil. Saxifrage shines white on succulent stems. A red-tailed hawk drifts above, looking for lunch. We rock in the river's current. Paddles ready, then all paddles ahead, and paddles rest, shouted from the back of the boat. A mean wind arrives from the south. We're pilgrims searching the ghost of Fishtown, hovering in the Skagit rain. But most shacks have been torn down, the land logged, leaving bare bones, or nothing but green. The hopeful artists and scholars of the estuary scattered, mostly still around the valley, still making art, all in our 60s and 70s now. Some have passed, a life lived for art, as ephemeral as a dance. But many leave a trail of poems and paintings behind. None can quite leave behind the life lived on the Skagit, the youthful hope and dedication. Shacks, landmarks, and channels gone. But rivers have memories, says Bob Rose. Restless, they adjust in their beds. Robert Sund is gone, but his tight little cabin is a refuge from today's rain. We huddle inside and crowd around the wood stove, drink hot tea, and listen to Tim McNulty read Sund's poems of this place. Water, water, herons, rain, swallows, mud and rain again. Even a former resident of Fishtown can't find what was there. The river has changed channels, and Fishtown a state of mind.